This is the How to Not Suck at Money podcast, show number 12. Welcome back to the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. I'm your host, Devon Jarvis, and we've been off the air for quite a few months. A lot of technical difficulties and doing some vacations and stuff like that, but I am back. I apologize for being gone for so long, but I will not let that much time go again without posting new episodes. You can expect a new episode to come out once a week moving forward, and we're just going to jump right into it. So today we're going to talk about tips for buying real estate in a hot market. And National Realtors Association posted quite a few tips on what you can do to stay competitive while you're trying to buy a house in this hot market today. So there are millions of homes that are in demand right now, and some estimates say that that's about 4 million homes that we need and that we are not able to produce at this time. So right now, that means that supply is low and demand is very high. And what does that cause? Essentially, that causes a seller's market. Pretty much, it's tough for new home buyers or people looking for homes to find the homes that they're looking for, because with supply being low and demand being high, that causes high price increase. And I'm sure some of you have been seeing that out there as you're looking for properties to buy. So what I'm going to do here is just offer about five tips on what you can do to stay competitive in today's market so that you can find homes and be competitive and be able to acquire these properties. So without further ado, tip number one is determine your price and stick to that budget. So after accounting for your purchase price, so figure out exactly how much home you can afford. So calculate your mortgage payment. Make sure to include your utilities, insurance, taxes, as far as your numbers go. And as a general rule of thumb, we want to make sure that these calculations does not exceed 25% of your take-home pay, because we don't want to be paying way too much for our house and then we're not able to save for retirement and investment in other situations. So with that being said, if your payment gets to be too far away from that 25% of your take-home pay benchmark, then you should start looking at maybe another home, or knowing when it is that you need to walk away and try to look for a next another property. Number two is get pre-qualified. So before you can really be competitive as you're looking for homes out there, you want to make sure that you have a pre-qualification letter from your lender. So what do you need to do for this is call a lender that you're looking to work with, and they're going to require a lot of information, like your probably 2 years prior of your W-2. They're going to look for your last couple months of payments. They're going to run your credit, make sure that you don't have a ton of debt, that your debt to income ratio is within the allowable tolerance that they would lend to you. Once you do all that, they're going to tell you how much you actually pre-qualify for based on your income. You want to make sure that you get that letter, so when you go out and you're shopping for a home, you can have that pre-qualification letter, and that way you can present it to your realtor or to the seller, letting them know that you're pre-qualified and that you're a serious buyer. Now, I will caveat this pre-qualification letter by saying just because you pre-qualify for a certain amount doesn't mean you need to spend that entire amount. Like I said, the goal is to try to keep your housing expenses, and that would be mortgage, utilities, property taxes, to 25% roughly of your take-home pay. Sometimes the banks will pre-qualify you for a lot more than that. So if you know that that 25% will give you about a $300,000 house and you can live, you know, comfortably and still be able to invest for your retirement, then that's the number you need to stick with. Don't go with the pre-qualified amount, which may be something like $400,000 or $500,000, because now you may be getting into that 35, 40, 50% of your take-home pay, and now you're pretty much going to be strapped. Number three, be ready to make a decision quickly. So in this current market, homes are not staying on the market very long. So that is even, if they're even listed, because sometimes they might not be listed. Some markets are so competitive that they may have, you know, sellers that can reach out to people before they even list the home. And then you can go into a bidding war and the home never actually makes it onto the market. So if you do actually find a home on the market and you're working with your realtor and you find it on the MLS, make sure that the property meets your criteria. If it meets your criteria and it's what you are looking for, so if that is, hey, I'm looking for 2,000 square foot, 4-bed, 2-bath, something to that degree, make sure that you are ready to submit an offer right away. So there's no time to wait and say, hey, let me mull this over. Let me take about a week or so and I'll think about it. There just really isn't a whole lot of time to do that today because the market is so hot. So if the home you're looking for comes up on the market and it meets your criteria, be ready to put in an offer right away. I would say even within a matter of hours. Now understand that if you do put in an offer, this still gives you the opportunity to go through your due diligence. So you have a couple of weeks to go through that. And this is where you're going to get your appraisal, your inspections, and anything of that nature. So there will be opportunities for you to walk away should major problems come up. But what you don't want to do is spend a whole lot of time thinking about whether or not you want to put in an offer, because with multiple offers going in for each property and with some of those offers being quite above asking price, you really don't have a lot of time to wait. So you got to be ready to put in that offer as soon as you see a property that meets the criteria for what you're looking for. This means you could also be in a situation where the property will be sight unseen. So it's not a big deal if the property is sight unseen. A lot of things today, especially during the last 12 months, 18 months where COVID prevented a lot of people from going out to actually visit properties, a lot of listers, listing agents, property managers are doing a much better job presenting a property so you can look at it digitally. That means you can have photos, you can see 360 views. Inside the property, you can do a walkthrough from room to room, do a 360 view. You can also have videos. A lot of property managers are taking drone shots. They'll show you the street view. You can walk inside. They'll show you videos walking through each part of the property. So you can typically see if anything major stands out from these pictures or videos. And if there's nothing that really stands out, go ahead and lock that property in so that you can get it off the market and you can start your due diligence process and you can start working through trying to lock up this property. Now, the other thing about that is we want to make sure that the property obviously is in the area in which you are looking at. So once you start working with your real estate agent and you identify the area in which you're looking for, obviously verify that these properties that are coming up on the MLS listings that you're getting are in the area in which you're looking for. So as long as they're in the area you're looking for, they meet the criteria as far as square footage, bed and bath that you're looking for, then you shouldn't have too much to worry about it there. The good thing about putting in that offer right away is that you tie up the property, which means that you are tying it up, quote unquote there, and you are taking it off the market. Now, with you doing that, it means that no one else can really put in any bids and then you go on the contract. Once you go on the contract, like I mentioned before, you can start your due diligence. This is where you're going to go through your inspections. You're going to get your appraisals. And this really gives you a few weeks to make sure that nothing really stands out to where you can back out of that deal. Now, you can back out of that deal if there's things that, you know, come up that will be crazy additional expenses or anything like that. So don't think because you put in an offer right away that you are making a mistake or anything like that. That's just one of those steps that you're going to have to take in this really hot market. All right. Number three is bid competitively and limit contingencies. So don't try to lowball these offers. If a house is being offered for $300,000 today and you want to put in an offer, you can't really come in at $250,000. That's not the market that we're in. It is a seller's market. So you have people that are putting in the asking price and above. So if you come in low, you're really putting yourself in a situation where you're not really going to be competitive to the other buyers. So you're not going to be in a situation where you might be able to get that property. So houses are getting multiple offers. So to start the bid, you want to start the bid with at least the asking price. So today, a lot of homes are selling for over asking price. So remember, if you will be financing, though, your mortgage lender will only lend based on the appraised value of the home that you're looking for. So maybe it's not a bad idea to have an extra few grand on hand in cash in the event that you actually find that quote unquote perfect house that you're looking for. And if it's appraised at $300,000, but you're able to put in an offer at $320,000 and that gets accepted, your lender will only lend on the appraised value. They will not lend on the offer that you put in. So if you have that additional extra cash, you will have to come out of pocket for that. As far as contingency goes, what sellers are looking for are clean contingencies. What does that mean? You don't want to have a whole lot of contingencies when you're looking for these properties. So this is not the time to say, hey, I want to make sure that the seller covers my closing costs or inspection fees or anything like that. So sometimes, especially because I said most people are buying with financing, they know that if the value of the property is going to be appraised at $300,000, they know everyone's going to offer $300,000. So how do they differentiate between everyone offering $300,000? Is they're going to start rolling into who has the fewest contingencies. So if you want to offer contingencies, I recommend it being very, very few and keeping really to the basic as far as appraisal and inspection. Outside of that, if you're trying to roll any other additional fees, anything like that into your purchase price, you're really going to be pricing yourself out of that property and you're going to lose to someone else. And that's what's considered not a clean deal. So you may definitely want to limit how much contingencies that you put in and really limit all the additional crap, because sellers are going to go for the path of least resistance. Number four is going to be work with a good real estate agent. So based on the market that you're looking for, they are going to know that market. Now, obviously, this is being said as far as picking a local realtor that knows the market, knows the area. Once you give them the criteria, what you're looking for, you know, they're going to know all the other people that are listing properties that may meet your criteria, or they may very well know the other realtors that are representing these people. So work with a good real estate agent. Tell them what you want. Work very closely with them. They're going to know the market, know the area, know exactly what you're looking for. They may be able to get you some of these properties off market, and just really be honest with them. Let them know what it is you want, and they can really help you either really make or break your deal. And please, please, please don't try to skimp on paying your realtors. They are providing you a valuable service. And if you are coming in there trying to not pay your realtor fees, and obviously as a buyer, you don't have to pay the realtor fees. This is more as a seller. But if you're trying to cut any kind of fees that the realtor would get, they're going to move on to the next person, and that will help screw you out of the deal. Last but not least, number five, my fifth tip for buying a property in today's tight market is to think like an investor. So what does that mean? As you're going out there looking for properties, don't try to buy the bestest and nicest and the shiny house on top of the hill. Just buy something, the median home price in a particular market. Nothing crazy that is substantially better than what your neighbors have around you, because you got to think about resale value here, and you want to make sure that you are not spending too much money for that particular area. So find a house that will be comfortable. It meets the criteria for what you're looking for. That way, when you're ready to move, and chances are you will move, because chances are you're not buying your quote unquote forever home, because for a lot of people that say they're buying their forever home, they end up moving a few years later. Just go ahead and make sure that you're getting something that matches the neighborhood. You're not over improving or spending way too much money, especially on things that will not increase the value of your home, so that when you're ready to resell, you can actually make a profit on it and you're not losing money. So with that being said, these are the 5 tips that I have for you guys that are looking to purchase properties out there that may seem very difficult to get because the market is so tight and is so competitive. I think once you stick to those guidelines, you should find it a little bit easier to find what it is you're looking for. Really hope that helps you guys. If you like this content or that provides a little bit of value, go ahead, leave me a rating. Give me any feedback that you have. And if you like this content, I will provide more like this for you in the future. I look forward to seeing you guys soon. Be safe, be well, and good luck on your investments. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.